Books on Tape presents Delivered from Distraction, Getting the Most Out of Life and Attention Deficit Disorder by Dr. Edward M. Hollowell and Dr. John J. Rady. Read by Dan Cashman. A note on how to read this book. This is not a textbook. It is a special kind of storybook in which the stories depict the charms and dilemmas of a unique place, the world of attention deficit disorder. All the stories in this storybook are true and include bits of scientific information as well as suggestions on how to solve the dilemmas the stories illustrate. I hope you'll read this book the way you'd have a conversation with a close friend over lunch. I hope you will enjoy yourself as you entertain new ideas and reconsider old ones. Skip around in your mind as you read. Get up and go to the restroom. Order another glass of wine. And settle in for an intimate couple of hours. There is no surprise ending that you'll ruin by reading ahead. So feel free to skip around. That's the ADD way, after all. The first chapter has the skinny, so you might want to read it right away if that's all you think you'll have time for. Or you might be inclined to read it last as a kind of summing up. Or you could skip it altogether because you don't like skinnies. If you never finish the book, don't dismay. As Samuel Johnson said, there are so few books one reads all the way through. Just take what you want, enjoy it, and put it to good use. When you finish reading, or when our conversation comes to a pause, I hope you will contact me if you have comments or questions. I love to hear from readers. You can reach me by email through my website, www.drhollowell.com. Now, please join me in a conversation about the wonderful world of attention deficit disorder, a world where I live, which I invite you to explore and enjoy with me. Introduction. Welcome to the world of ADD, where landing is learned in midair. Good news. That's what is in this book. The diagnosis and treatment of ADD can change your life dramatically for the better. Owing to the nature of ADD, it may take you a little while to find out about the good news, though. Let me tell you the story of a man named Paul, who sent me the following email some time ago. On August 5th, 2003, I had the good fortune to listen to you on a radio program. I say good fortune because what you said almost made me drive off the road. Allow me to explain. Your review of ADD and its symptoms fit me to a T. I would like to outline my history and set up an appointment for an immediate evaluation. I am a 47-year-old male, 5 feet 9 inches, of Irish descent, and in reasonably good health. I am a recovering alcoholic with 7.5 years sobriety. I have been told I am very bright and very creative in my thinking. I have had trouble all my life completing tasks and struggled in school. Teachers said I was lazy, disruptive, and had the ability to achieve at a much higher level. I have never been truly happy in my life and have always felt like a square peg in a round hole. I know that there is much more to tell in my story, and maybe after reading this, you may say that it is not ADD. I still think, based on what I heard yesterday, that I really want you to evaluate my situation. I am very interested in a reply and would do anything to get an appointment. Paul closed his email by identifying himself as holding a senior management position in the Hartford area. I called him up, using the work number I was glad he'd remembered to give me in his email. I get many messages from people with ADD asking me to call them back, and they often forget to provide me with a telephone number. Paul answered his own phone. Just as I expected, he sounded intelligent. But, just as I expected, he sounded frustrated. "Why didn't someone pick up on this when I was in school?" he asked. "And why didn't my doctor catch it?" I gave him the answer I've given many times. It's not anybody's fault. Most doctors don't know much about ADD. And few teachers knew about it when you were in school. Back then, people dismissed you as stupid or just bad. I heard him grunt in recognition. I know I could have done much better. I know I could be doing better now. Is it too late? It is never too late. Absolutely never. Do you really think I have ADD? He asked. I laughed. He was eager and impatient, like most of us who have ADD. I wish I could diagnose you here on the telephone, but just from your email and this conversation, I can't do that. However, I can say for sure that it's worth looking into further. So what's the next step? He asked eagerly. I could almost see him drumming his pencil or tapping his fingers as we talked. Well, if I may peddle my wares, I replied, you could try reading my book, Driven to Distraction. And if you see yourself in it, then make an appointment with a specialist and get a proper evaluation. What's a proper evaluation? He asked. You go see a doctor, preferably one who has special training in learning differences and ADD. But make sure you see someone who has broad experience, so he or she can identify what else could be going on. Maybe some undiagnosed medical condition, like hypothyroidism. That actually happened with one of my patients just the other day. Anyway, you should see a doctor. Child psychiatrists probably have the most training. But I'm not a child, Paul protested. I know that, I said with a laugh. Child psychiatrists also see adults. I don't know any child psychiatrists, he replied. I asked him where he lived. Since it was only a couple of hours from my office, I volunteered my services. He gratefully accepted. I was pretty sure I could help him. People who say, as Paul did, that they have never been truly happy in their lives and have always felt like a square peg in a round hole are the people whom mental health professionals help every day. Several months passed. I assumed Paul had found another doctor, maybe someone closer to his home. But 3 months after his initial email, I received another. It began with a copy of the first email he had sent months before, to which he added this. Dr. Hollowell, as you can see, I sent you the above email on August 5th, 2003. You advised me to schedule an appointment with your office and purchase the book. I thought I would give you an update. I did purchase the book. And like most books I purchase, I've read approximately 2/3 of it. I pick it up and put it down. I pick it up and put it down. And so the story goes. After we spoke, I had every intention of calling your office right then and there to schedule an appointment. But I always just seem to get involved in something else. I think you know what the hell I'm going through. I just can't complete most things. Yet I'm not unsuccessful. I really think I'm losing it and need an evaluation. Please forward me the number at your office, and I'll schedule an appointment immediately. I want to find the answer to what holds me back in life. Thanks, Paul. Paul's delay in getting to me is common. One of the many traps ADD can set is that of procrastination. But finally, we set up an appointment, and we met. As I took Paul's history, it became clear that he did have ADD. His mind was always on the go, and ever since childhood, distractibility had been a problem for him. He had spent years in school being reprimanded, and when he wasn't being reprimanded in school, he was being ridiculed by his father, a man he both worshipped and feared. Gradually, due to the mistreatment at school and the put-downs at home, Paul began to give up on himself. Well, he didn't drop out. He was too tenacious for that. But he started to sell himself short. He went into a career that didn't truly interest him, and he married a woman he didn't truly love, both to appease his father and because he didn't think he could do any better. Settling for what he had, he tried to make the best of it, and the best of it he did make. He became financially successful at a job he didn't much like, and he raised 3 wonderful children. Being a world-class dad. He treated his wife well and was faithful to her, doing his best to love her. His one stumbling block was alcohol, with which he self-medicated on a daily basis. However, he caught himself before it was too late, joined AA, and had been sober for almost 8 years when we met. I diagnosed his ADD, which in itself was a relief and a revelation to him. My dad just told me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?